Loyalist Township Council passed a motion at their June 26th meeting that will see the township partner with a company called Kayakomat to offer kayak and stand-up paddleboard rentals at Centennial Park South in Bath. The township's current Parks and Recreation Master Plan notes that the township should be increasing programming in both structured and unstructured outdoor activities. As of now, there aren't any services like kayak and stand-up paddleboard rentals in Loyalist Township with direct access to Lake Ontario. This new partnership also includes the township's ability to access the equipment for recreation programming within the community. A trained instructor will be required for most programming, with costs being covered through program registration fees. As there will be no cost for the use of the equipment, it will be possible for the township to keep registration fees low, ensuring accessibility to the program. Kayakomat will provide and have responsibility for all equipment, including racking, kayaks, stand-up paddleboards, personal flotation devices, and all required safety equipment. They are also responsible for all marketing and signage related to the rental service. This partnership will have no impact on the 2023 council-approved budget, as there will be no cost to the township beyond day-to-day maintenance of the park, which is already part of township operations. Residents who use the service will find a self-serve digital operating system. Customers will book through an app and receive a code, giving them access to the equipment. This rental service will allow residents who currently cannot access Lake Ontario to access the lake. It will also be another option for people who cannot afford to purchase, transport, or store their own equipment. Centennial Park South was determined by the township to be an ideal location because of its gentle beach entry and the breakwater, which provides a small bay area with good conditions for launching kayaks and stand-up paddleboards. It's also close to local businesses and has its own parking and washrooms. Councillor Paul Proderick showed his support for the partnership.
There's only two in Ontario, and apparently in Sweden it's quite the thing. And again, it provides people an opportunity to maybe try something they wouldn't. And I know from my own personal experience, carrying a kayak from A to B can be a pain, where if you can just go down and use it, put it away and not have to worry about it, I think that's a great service.
Councillor Carol Parks noted the importance of more traffic in the area.
I think this is a great initiative. I also think it's a great opportunity to utilize the park area to try to bring families into that area.
This year will act as a pilot year for the partnership. If successful and based on mutual agreement from both parties, the agreement would be extended through 2025. Once the new programming is finalized, it will be added to the township's list of programming. For CJAI and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Ted Evans.